107, verse 1 to 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Begin to thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. We are also grateful for the opportunity to be part of the family of God. We thank you for rescuing us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. We are so grateful for this eternal life that we have, that we enjoy, and that we will enjoy. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord God. We worship your holy name for this opportunity. Thank you to be in your presence, Lord.
King of Kings.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, the people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Therefore, thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music.
Give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks. We worship your holy name. We are grateful for preserving the leadership, preserving every member of this ministry. It is just by your grace and mercies that we are alive to see this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask God for forgiveness of sins that in any way you have trespassed against God's will, because he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Isaiah 46 verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are praying, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of His kingdom agenda for this time will be established. Open up your mouth right now. Begin to pray that the will of the Lord will be established in your life, that you continue to walk in His will. The same, pray the same for Glow Music Ministry. Lord, we pray lifting up ourselves, our lives into your hands, Lord Jesus. We are saying that let your will alone be done in our lives. Let your will alone be done in Glow Music Ministry. Lord, we do not want to walk on our own accord. We do not want to go in our own way. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that let your will alone be done in relation to the establishing of your kingdom agenda for this end time. Lord, use us. Lord, use Glow Music Ministry to achieve your kingdom agenda for this time in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that your will be done in our lives and your will be done in the ministry in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. We are praying based on this scripture. We are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve him faithfully. Open up your mouth right now. Pray unto the Lord to ensure the fruitfulness of the work of your hands. Lord, you have said, Lord, in your word that you will bless us. We come before you this afternoon once again. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, Lord Jesus, as we give ourselves wholly to the kingdom, as we give ourselves wholly. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. La mosha taya na mana 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 ba. Leke yene mono mosha taya na 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 mana ba. Live ne 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 mosha taya na na mana ba. Reba taya ni bini bini aswa taya na mana ba. Live ne 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 mosha kataya na 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 ba. Reba na na kasha da 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 ba. Lord Jesus, we thank you. 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2:24 also says, Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. We are praying and forcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and for our families, as well as the leadership and membership of this ministry. Begin to pray and forcing God's will, God's provision of divine health for your life and for your family. Pray right now, Lord, we pray, enforcing your will of divine health based on your on the scripture in 1 Peter 2:24 and 3 John 1:2. Lord, we pray that we'll walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. Our family will also walk in divine health. The leadership of this ministry and the entire membership continues to walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. We shall not be sick. We won't be weak. We will not be ill in the name of Jesus. We'll continue to walk in divine health, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We thank you for hearing us in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We praise. We praise. We praise your
praise, we praise,
we praise. This Thursday, we are grateful to God for giving us another opportunity to gather in His presence in prayer. And today's title is Receive God's Deliverance Through Faith. Receive God's Deliverance Through Faith. In Psalm 31, verse 3, it says, "For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." This is our focus scripture for this season. And I entreat everyone to memorize the scripture, keep it in your heart, and always meditate upon it. For the Lord is our rock and our fortress, and in His name's sake, He will lead us and guide us. Hallelujah. Now, as I mentioned earlier, receive God's deliverance through faith is our focus. Our first point today is that a snare comes through disobedience. When you talk about snare, you are basically talking about a trap, or you're talking about prison. To be ensnared means to be imprisoned or to be locked up. All right, so having an idea what it means to be ensnared or what a snare is, we read Exodus chapter 34, verse 12. It says, "Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the people of the land where you go, lest it be for a snare in the midst of you." This is an example. The Lord was telling the children of Israel that the land in which they were going, the unbelievers there, they should not go and make covenants or agreements with the people of the land there. So to say, don't make covenants with unbelievers who do not serve the same God we serve and have respect for the same God we serve. An example is marrying an unbeliever. You don't go into a covenant with an unbeliever, someone who does not submit their lives to the same God you submit your life to. Hallelujah. And he says, lest it be for a snare. So you don't ensnare yourself with agreements with people who do not honor our God. In Psalm 119, verse 110, it says, "The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I do not go astray from your commandments." Who is the wicked? When you talk about the wicked, the father of all liars, scripture says, is the devil. The source of wickedness. It says sin was found in him, and for that he was cast out. And so, talking about the evil one has laid a snare for the believer. And yet, we do not go astray from the commandments of the Lord. So, when we stay with God in obedience to his commandments, we are not ensnared. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 7, which is another example, it says, "A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." When you put a fool at the law court, the things they say will ensnare them. It will rather send them to prison than to get them out. You, the lawyer, trying to rescue them from prison, they rather will use their mouth to ensnare them further. And so these are examples for us to see that when we go contrary to the will of God, contrary to the commandments of God, contrary to what He desires for us, we ensnare ourselves. We don't have the snare, but the enemy has these snares that he sets up. And by disobedience, we ensnare ourselves or we fall into traps. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, it says, "The fear of a man brings a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in Jehovah shall be saved." As we put our trust in the King of Kings, our safety is guaranteed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And fear will not ensnare us any longer.
Amen.
There are people who, because of fear, they can't sing, because of fear, they won't preach, because of fear, whatever is in them, we don't get to see. It doesn't benefit society, it doesn't benefit anyone, it doesn't benefit their family, because they are perpetually living in fear. Fear of honoring the Lord against what man will say. And so that fear puts them in a snare. We thank the Lord for revelation today. And as we study, any snare shall be broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our point two, the purpose of correction is to preserve the Lord's deliverance. We must understand that as believers, the Lord has already made available his deliverances. He's already delivered us by our faith through Christ Jesus. However, he constantly must correct us because it is to preserve his deliverance, not to get us ensnared again. In Job chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Behold, blessed is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty." For those of us who don't like correction, it is to each and every one of us. Nobody is above correction. From the archbishop to the bishop to the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, nobody is above correction. So those who like to squeeze their face whenever their bosses want to correct them about a matter and then they become defensive, nobody, including the boss, is above correction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Correction delivers us from snares. Please say after me, correction delivers me from snares.
Correction delivers me from snares.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get the opportunity to be corrected, please be excited, because that is what will bring your glorious future into view. Job 5:18, the continuing verse from the 17, says, "For he makes sore and binds up. He wounds and he makes his hand make whole." Talking about the Lord. That even when he corrects you sorrowfully, he'll bind you up again. Even when he wounds you, he will still make you whole again. Don't we serve a wonderful King? In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24, it says, "But the servant of the Lord must not strive during correction, but to be gentle to all, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those who oppose." That is to say, sometimes when you are giving out corrections, some people, they will look at you spitefully. But in all meekness, that is not where you said you show your power and you talk to people anyhow, but you still correct them in meekness. In meekness, instructing those who oppose, if perhaps God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So you see that if you are talking to someone, correcting them, and they are hitting back, just be calm. Just be meek. Be cool. Perhaps one day, God will give them that grace to repent of what they are doing, to understand the correction you are given, and to acknowledge that truth. They may acknowledge other truths, but this particular truth, you keep telling them, they don't acknowledge. Take it cool and still be meek. And the Lord one day will grant them the grace to do it right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 2 Timothy 2:26, "And that day awake out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him, so as to do the will of that one." So when we get corrected, it is to take us out of the snare of the devil. We may not know that what we are doing is not right, or the process by which we are doing it is not right. But through correction, the Lord preserves our deliverance. He delivers us, and he needs correction to preserve that deliverance so that we don't go back into those snares any longer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's deliverance has already been executed for the believer. In Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, we get to know about the mission statement of Christ Jesus, or the reason for which he came. He says, the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is on me, because Jehovah has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. So you see that deliverance is encapsulated in Jesus' mission, his purpose. Christ came to set us free from any snare of the enemy. So we cannot remain under bondage and still be with Christ Jesus. In Luke 10:19, he says, behold, I give to you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. And hear this, over all the authority of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is where God has positioned you, in a place of authority. You are no longer subject to any trap or snare of the enemy. But that is where you need to execute or exercise that faith that God has given you. I know people today who are believers, and yet they are trapped in fear. Those who are believers, and yet some habits put them down. Oppression keeps them in bound. But today we have learned that, one, we must appreciate the correction of God, which is to keep us out of the snare of the enemy. And then, two, we have been given authority and redemption through Christ Jesus. We've been redeemed and we've been given that authority over every device of the enemy. Please say after me, I am delivered.
I am delivered
from the snare of the enemy.
From the snare of the enemy.
The enemy has no power over me.
The enemy has no power over me.
He has no authority over my life.
He has no authority over my life.
He has no authority over my destiny.
He has no authority over my destiny.
My future is ensured by the blood of Christ Jesus.
My future is ensured by the blood of Christ
Jesus. I can never fail.
I can never
be oppressed.
I can never
be depressed.
I can never be
depressed. I can never lose out.
I can never lose
out. I profit on all sides.
I profit on all sides.
I escape any trap of the enemy.
I escape any trap of the enemy.
Because
Jesus
has dealt with them all.
Has dealt with them all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where we end today, and before we worship the Lord and we pray, I want to give anyone who has not meaningfully given their life to Christ Jesus, you have never declared the Lordship of Christ or accepted Christ Jesus into your heart, this day is a special day for you. Hearing this message, the authority that we have is through Christ Jesus, not through herbs or through oils or through all sorts of things, but our authority is through the Lordship of Christ Jesus. So, as I say this prayer, please say it after me. And after that, Jesus will become your Lord and he will grant you that authority to break out of every snare of the enemy. So say these words, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for loving me. Thank you for keeping me alive till this day of salvation. Today, I surrender my life completely to you. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my King. Be my Master forever and ever. And grant me your Holy Spirit, that by your Spirit, I live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' mighty name, shall we worship the Lord.
Oh, nyame ba. Yeah, you are.
us in thanksgiving to the Lord for granting you his deliverance through salvation in Christ Jesus.
Lord, thank you for your deliverance.
And the deliverance. Authority that is given, that he's not only redeemed you, but he's granted you this authority. Authority over serpents and scorpions, and over every device of the enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Over all the ways of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. And also providing correction, that you don't get back ensnared by the enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you the praise and we bless you, Lord. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you gave your life to Christ, please contact us by email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Amen. Please let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.